Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The U.S.-China trade war is no closer to a resolution and may not be until after the next presidential election. Kyle McCann, the assistant to the Louisiana Farm Bureau president, points out the soybean crop is the most affected by the war for the second year in a row.
Last year was absolutely devastating to some because of the way in which the market was hit and the lack of trade at a critical harvest time. It really hurt producers on the southern half of the crop. This year, we've begun the harvest a little bit. We haven't had quite the weather issues that we had last year, which compounded these trade issues, but we're still seeing prices lower than what we expected back in the spring. Last year alone, you saw over a $2 decline in prices. Then with market impacts related to weather, a lot of people saw even lower prices than that. This year, starting off with, weren't as high in the spring prices as we were the previous year, but we've still seen things fall off well over a dollar to the mid-$8 range right now.
McCann says the soybean prices are now at the break-even point at best.
In reality, the soybean market that we operate in is a world market, and half the production is from the U.S. and the other half from South America. However, the biggest single buyer in the world is China. For the U.S., in terms of exports, the number two export market is Mexico, and they're just a small fraction of what China accounts for. So there's no great replacement. So when you look at this and this being protracted on for some period of time, it is very concerning because there's just not a good market that will take the place of China in the world market and therefore impacting world prices.
Louisiana exports 95% of its soybean crop, and China accounts for two-thirds of the entire U.S. soybean exports.
While soybeans is the most directly impacted by China, any type of trade disturbance like this, also by the fact that it impacts soybean acres, also will impact other acreage and corresponding prices, such as corn and the like. Some commodities aren't as hit as bad by China because they're not a major importer from us. However, soybeans is the single largest row crop in the state, where we normally grow somewhere around 1.3 million acres. So it does impact almost every producer in the state.
That's Kyle McCann of the Louisiana Farm Bureau. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.